A number of natural world heritage sites are on the verge of disappearing forever. That's the finding of an Australian-led research which has revealed more than 100 sites are being destroyed as a result of human traffic and climate change. James Allen is a PhD student at the University of Queensland and lead author of the Damning Report. The Wise Jessica Supple asked him about the worrying findings.
Our results are really, really concerning. We've seen sites being damaged across the globe on every continent. Two-thirds of the sites we looked at had increases in human footprint. Almost every single site with forest lost some of that forest over the last two decades. So it's happening quickly. These sites are really threatened.
How are the sites selected for the Natural World Heritage sites?
World Heritage sites are formally recognised by UNESCO, a UN body, as being the most important, beautiful natural places in the world. They're really, really special.
What is some of the sorts of human activity that is bringing about these threats and these changes?
It varies widely, but some of the most threatened sites, for example, the Sinian Mountains in Ethiopia, it's encroachment from people looking to farm, agriculture, to graze, and that's damaging the natural areas. In North America, it's interesting, it's a semi-natural phenomenon there. Pine beetles kill the trees, leaving them exposed to fire, and that's climate change assisted. So the winters are no longer cold enough to kill the beetles, so it's getting worse every year, and they're leaving lots of forest. Finally, the other process really is people going in and logging places. Rio Platano in Honduras is an example of a World Heritage Site in real trouble. There's a lot of illegal logging and settlement in that area.
You mentioned a little about Ethiopia and North America. Are those the most at-risk sites? Where are some of the others?
European sites are the most modified historically, but they're stable now. Whereas sites across Asia were really damaged a lot in the last two decades. A lot of increases in human pressure. Australian World Heritage sites were damaged above the global average, which is quite concerning. You'd hope a developed nation like Australia could show leadership on an issue like this.
What sort of pressure would you like to see put on by the government? What sort of changes politically would you like to see?
Well, I think first we have to acknowledge the value of these places and then we'll start acting. We wouldn't allow the Acropolis or the pyramids to be knocked down for housing estates or farms. There's this double standard. We're allowing that to happen in our natural heritage sites. Each one's unique, so if you just lose one, it's a tragedy. So I think the important step to start saving them is governments need to hold each other to account on how countries look after these places because they're global assets. They're the jewels in the crown for humanity as a whole to enjoy and future generations to enjoy.
Why is it so desperately important for us to act now?
In terms of the importance, we've committed through UNESCO to saving these places. The whole agreement of World Heritage is we've signed up to save them forever. And it would be great if we can follow through on that commitment. Each site is listed for its unique value, so they're all different. And what happens is these increasing pressures and changes undermine those values. If that happens to the point where they're eroded, that site's lost forever. You can't get it back. I think our most concerning finding is that a handful of sites, maybe 20, are being damaged, potentially beyond repair. And so we need to intervene immediately to save those places.
What can be done from an environmental perspective?
We need to take the pressure off these areas. I mean, a lot of effort is underway. UNESCO are doing a great job, but they only have as much teeth as the countries supporting them. These issues are local issues. Here in Australia, we've got the Tasmanian Wilderness Area losing forest and the Great Barrier Reef under threat from a lot of land uses. So we can stand up to those. When these issues become political, it's up to the public to really let their governments know that we're drawing a line in the sand here and we're not going to let short-term thinking undermine our heritage. The next World Heritage Committee meeting is in Poland in July, and that's a great opportunity for countries to table these issues and actually start making some progress towards saving these World Heritage sites.
James Allen, University of Queensland PhD student, speaking to The Wire's Jessica Supple.